You're listening to In the Moment on SDPB. I'm Lori Walsh. On September 25th, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth made an announcement. He said his department would not rescind the Medals of Honor awarded to soldiers for their actions during the Wounded Knee Massacre. On December 29th, 1890, the 7th U.S. Cavalry Regiment opened fire on a traveling village of Native Americans near Wounded Knee Creek. U.S. soldiers killed hundreds of women, children, infants, and other non-combatants. Because of troop arrangements and leadership decisions, the massacre is widely believed to have been avoidable. Documentation for the medal citations at the time does not compare to how medals are documented today. The historical record has been heavily scrutinized, but it is not necessarily complete. For analysis, we turn to our first Dakota political junkie of the day, Seth Tupper. Seth Tupper is the editor-in-chief of South Dakota Searchlight. He joined me to talk about coverage of the Wounded Knee Massacre 135 years later.
Well, yeah, of course, I've always been interested in the history of it. My role as a journalist covering the medals controversy really started in 2019 when I was at the Rapid City Journal, and President Donald Trump did one of those million things he does all the time that seem incredibly outrageous at the time, and then they just pile up and they're immediately forgotten. But he issued, I think it was a tweet at the time, where he was making fun of Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts and her claims to Native American heritage. And he was, if you remember, he had this derogatory term for her. He called her Pocahontas. And he issued a tweet in 2019 suggesting something to the effect of maybe Pocahontas should have made this announcement or given this press conference from Wounded Knee or something. And some folks out here in South Dakota, including on the reservations, took the opportunity to say, well, if Trump wants to talk about Wounded Knee, let's talk about it. They did a kind of a publicity campaign around the effort to revoke the medals and said, hey, if he wants to talk about Wounded Knee, let's talk about it. And here's what happened at Wounded Knee, and let's revoke these medals. And there was legislation at the time. And so I covered that effort by some folks here in South Dakota who were behind that effort, and talked to our congressional delegation about it, which was not part of the effort and has never signed on to any effort to revoke the medals. And then I've just been covering it ever since. There's been, seems like every year somebody introduces a bill to try to revoke the medals in Congress. Never anybody from South Dakota does that, but from other states they do, and those bills haven't gotten anywhere. And then, of course, last year there was this commission appointed by the Biden administration to study the medals, which kind of brought us to where we have come today.
So what happened this month or late last month with the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, saying it's time to look into what that commission decided, and here's my announcement. Bring us up to speed on that.
Yep. So what happened was last year during the Biden administration, then the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, appointed basically a committee of people from the Defense Department and the Interior Department to get together and take a look at the approximately 20 medals that were awarded, medals of honor for soldiers for their actions in the Wounded Knee Massacre in 1890. And so they were public about that, and they put out a public pronouncement. They were appointing the committee, et cetera. And then just nothing ever came out publicly about the outcome or what they had decided or what they had recommended or anything. And Biden lost dropped out of the election, obviously, as we know, and he left office and nobody knew anything. Then all of a sudden, out of the blue, I guess it was last month. Was it last month? I lose track of the time.
Late September. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Last month, the new Secretary of Defense, or Secretary of War, as he famously calls it, came out and surprised everybody on social media, holding a copy of what he said was the report from that committee, and saying, this committee recommended against revoking the medals, and the Biden administration was too afraid of political correctness to come out and say that, so they didn't say anything, so I'm saying it. And he said that the soldiers, quote, deserved the medals. He called the massacre a battle, and he said that the soldiers are keeping their medals. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of the latest news, to bring us up to speed.
Yeah, He said, I'm going to read, I'm actually looking at your reporting here, but it's the quote from Hegseth. Your reporting is in South Dakota Searchlight. I believe Joshua Heyer wrote the story that I have up in front of me. But essentially, he says, under my direction, we are making it clear without hesitation that the soldiers who fought in the Battle of Wounded Knee in 1890 will keep their medals. And we're making it clear that they deserve those medals. The decision is now final, and their place in our nation's history is no longer up for debate. What was he holding in his hand? Is there a report?
Well, yeah.
Is there a report that we have seen about the commission's work?
There appears to be from that video of him holding it. We have requested that. I'm sure maybe some other media outlets have requested that. Requested it, first of all, just asking for a copy of the report. We didn't get it. So we put in a Freedom of Information Act request. We still haven't gotten anything out of that. So, but one thing we did do is we knew from past reporting that there's a Native American man here in Rapid City. I may butcher the name, but Wheezy Pen Little Elk Garriott or Garrio. He works at NDN Collective now, but he was previously a high-ranking official in the Interior Department during the Biden administration, and he was on this committee. So Josh Heyer, who wrote that first story, also interviewed this man and got his take on what happened. He told us that basically, there were more members from the Defense Department on the committee than there were from Interior, and that the Defense Department was really, in his words, the members from the Defense Department, in his words, were fixated on the sort of individual conduct of the soldiers, and essentially were saying that if you can't prove to me that this soldier committed an atrocity, then we're not taking away the medals. And the Interior Department of folks' perspective was, well, regardless of what any individual person did or didn't do, this what the broader context here was, this was a massacre of men, women, and children. A lot of non-combatants died. Estimates range from 200 to 300. Nobody knows for certain the number, but their idea, the folks from Interior, was that you don't award medals for a massacre, regardless of what any individual person may or may not have done. And so that was where it landed, apparently. And because the Defense Department outnumbered the Interior Department folks on the committee, the recommendation was against revoking the medals. And here we are. And that's what we know from that interview with one member of the committee. Again, we still don't have the report. So, yeah.
What happens next? What when he says this is final? It's not final. I mean, I would really challenge.
Right.
I would challenge many things as a journalist that Secretary Hegseth said at that moment, including the word battle. But I would also challenge the fact that there's no way that this is final. There will be other presidents. There will be other leaders. And this is not something that goes away. Would you agree with that? This is not something that's like, well, we finally decided that in 2025. Next, unlikely.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. And we actually had a commentary written by somebody you know well, Dr. Craig Howe, who's a Native American here in South Dakota. And he wrote a commentary that he submitted to us with exactly that point, that this is not final. The debate will not stop. And although, Secretary Hegseth may be able to make it final as long as he is the Secretary of Defense, he's not going to stop any future secretary from taking it up again, a future president. He can't control what Congress may or may not do about it. So there certainly it is not over. And, hopefully, if there's any good that can come out of this, hopefully it's that it spurs more people to learn more about Wounded Knee and what happened there, and to get more educated. Because, when I first started writing about this in 2019, I think I've told this story on your show before, but one of the seminal experiences for me in this whole debate was talking to Congressman Dusty Johnson about this. Mm-hmm. And he asked me while I was interviewing him, he said, "We awarded medals for the Wounded Knee Massacre. Are you sure?" I said, it was something I had taken for just fact. It was kind of took me aback, but that's kind of where some people start from, is just not really knowing much about this, and not even really knowing that we did award medals and it was a massacre. And in that regard, there's a long way to go on the education piece, and hopefully, that can continue.
What kind of evidence were people looking for, according to the interview that you have? And what are you looking for if you get a copy of the report? Let's zero in on that for a moment. What kind of evidence are we talking about here in the historical record?
Well, as far as the report, we don't really know what we're looking for because we're
You're
just
looking
looking for
for a
anything we
report,
can
yeah.
find, right? That anything in there that might shed more light, additional light on what happened, what were the criteria used, what was the discussion, why did the Biden administration, in the end, I assume even though this committee reportedly decided to recommend against revoking the medals, the Secretary of Defense and President Biden could have decided differently and moved to revoke them anyway. Why didn't they do that? There's all those questions. But again, from our interview with one of the members, that's all we know, and what we've been told is that, there seemed to be this disconnect between. One thing to know about the medals is that, back in that day, some of the citations which I have seen, are as simple as like five words, just one sentence. It says, for actions at Wounded Knee Creek on December 29th, 1890, period. And that may be all you know about that particular soldier. And so there was a thought from some folks on the defense side of things, apparently, that, well, we don't have proof that this soldier committed any atrocities, this particular one soldier, or anything. And so, how can we take away the medals? And then, of course, the broader view, as I said, from some of the folks in Interior and a lot of other people would be that, well, regardless of that, we know that this event as a whole was not an honorable thing. You don't award medals for a massacre. Therefore, whatever this individual soldier may have done, even if there was an individual soldier who maybe acted bravely and saved the life of another soldier or something within the context of what was happening, does that mean that soldier deserved a medal for that in the broader context of what was a massacre? Those are the kinds of things we're interested in seeing if that was debated and furthering that debate and furthering people's knowledge of that, I guess, is what we're looking for.
And one of the accusations, there are many things to point out about the massacre, which we probably don't have time to go into historically, but at the micro level of awarding a medal and writing that citation, the accusation is that the citation itself and the medal was protective act against a soldier who had done something that was an atrocity. Again, there's no evidence of that. And that would be, if you could find a letter from, some general to another general that said, you better give them a medal quick so that they don't get, there are no consequences for the action here. And that is, of course, no one has that piece of evidence. So it's complicated, but the more you drill down into how medals were awarded at that time, it does get very interesting with why those medals were given and how they were contentious at the time as well.
Yeah, and I'd recommend somebody I think you've had on the show, Heather Cox Richardson, has a great book on Wounded Knee that examines all of the politics and that were swirling around the situation at that time, and does a great deep dive into what happened with the medals. But that's part of what attracts me to the story is it's complicated and yet it's not complicated. Yes, the reality of what happened and the history and everything is all complicated, and there's differing accounts and everything. But on the other hand, it's not
It's a massacre.
complicated.
No, yeah, and I don't mean to
Yeah,
imply that.
there
I
was
mean
a
how medals were awarded at the time is complicated and interesting. But
right.
no, the massacre is a massacre. I don't know that
Yeah.
anybody says the massacre is not a massacre.
Yeah, we had a force of troops, armed troops who outnumbered a group of Lakota people, some of whom were armed but were being disarmed, and they were surrounded by these soldiers, many of whom were unarmed civilians, women and children, etc. And there was the historical sources say that when the soldiers were trying to disarm a camp, there was a struggle over one Native American man's weapon, and that firearm went off, and then the shooting started, and we know that according to the estimates, 200, 300 people, somewhere in that ballpark died, Native Americans, and well, many of them were buried in a mass grave after they were allowed to lay on the ground and freeze for several days when a blizzard blew in. It's just that's what I mean by, yes, going back and relationships between the United States and Native tribes and Native nations and people and all of that was obviously complicated. But on the other hand, should we be awarding medals for a massacre? That seems pretty simple to me, and to be an answer of no.
Seth Tupper is editor-in-chief of South Dakota Searchlight. You can find their coverage at southdakotasearchlight.com. We reached out to U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson to ask for an interview or a statement. He sent us this reply, quote, "I have been asking for a review of these medals for years. I am grateful the administration made a final decision."